What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Ah, gentlemen, let me ask one of the most rhetorical questions of all time. When do you think women will ever get the message that sometimes running off at the mouth is not the most prudent course of action, especially when you're dealing with someone that is angry? I know it's a rhetorical question. Why? Because as long as we have a society that continues to treat women like overgrown children with credit cards, nothing will ever change in regards to that particular question. However, there's always going to be a group of men who decide, you know what? I'm not going to abide by the quote unquote hidden rule of society of thou shall not touch women, especially when that woman is running off at the mouth. Oh, no, 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 no. Like the man in this article that was published on the 8th of May. Man punches California subway manager in her face because he wanted more ham on his sandwich. Gentlemen, the irony does not escape me with this one. It truly does not. Now, this is one of the most ironic situations. You have women out here who literally say they will not make a ham sandwich for their boyfriend or husband, yet they have no problems going to a job to make sandwiches for random men. You cannot make this scenario up. Boy, like I said, this is utter irony at its finest. Anyway, let me go ahead and compose myself. A customer went into attack mode at a Subway restaurant in Central California, punching a manager in her face, all because he wanted more ham on his sandwich. The incident happened last Thursday at a Subway in Madera, and it was all caught on video. The video shows the man go behind the counter and punch general manager Monique Larios in her face. He had to be tackled by another customer and employees. Quote unquote, "I did not expect it," said Larios. He comes around the corner and I go, quote unquote, "What are you going to do? Hit me over ham." And he hit me. He punched me. All I could remember was just going black. So basically, he hit her with enough force to literally knock her out. So she decided to say, "What are you going to do? Hit me?" Basically, what she said was, "Hit me with your best shot. Fire away." And what was his response? Bam. Yeah, he went snap, crackle, and popped her ass in the face. Ladies, we keep trying to tell you, sometimes talking shit is not the best course of action. However, there's more. Quote unquote, Larios said her employee called her into work that day saying the man was upset because he didn't get the double ham on his sandwich, even though the store had proof he only paid for 6 extra slices of meat, not 12. quote unquote, I still can't feel half of my face, said Larios. I'm scared that there's going to be some kind of permanent damage. I've never been so numb to where my face feels like it is a mask. You know what happened, Miss Larios? It's called talk shit, get hit. Yeah, as the great Cat Williams would say, you shouldn't have been talking shit. You got what's called a reality check. Yeah, you see, ladies, us men understand when we deal with other men, there's always a point where things can get physical, which is why we as men, we're taught at an early age, sometimes it's better to mind your P's and Q's with other men. Yeah, things always have a 50-50% chance of getting physical. However, you women go through life like, oh, no one's gonna touch me. You see, boys are taught to never hit women under any circumstances. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Yeah, yeah. You see, ladies, there are men who didn't get that message. And there are also men who are deprogramming from that said message. Mm-hmm. But, no, you don't think so. Doesn't matter what age you are. You think no man should ever put his hands on a woman no matter what. Yeah, right, no. And you got far too many simps out there that echo that message. Yes, a man should never put his hands on a woman under any circumstances. Yeah, get the absolute fuck out of here with that nonsense. The customer was arrested, according to local police. Meanwhile, Larios said she's afraid to return to work. You see, actions have consequences. Quote unquote, I did not deserve this at all. I was there doing my job. There was nothing wrong. The sandwich was made up to Subway standards. I don't know. He didn't even give me a chance to try to figure it out. What did he want? Larios plans on taking legal action against the customer. I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 7. Now, I find it very, very, very interesting that now she had consequences for running off at the mouth. Oh, I'm the victim. Oh, I'm scared to go back to work. No, 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 no. You see, you got what's called a reality check. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long have you gone through life believing that no man should ever put his hands on you regardless? Yeah. You see, ladies, you love to believe that that is some sort of shield that allows you to be assholes to men. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I didn't deserve it. Once you decided to ask that man, what are you going to do? Hit me? That is something that women love to scream, especially if they know that there are more men around. Yeah, they get loud. That is the simp wolf whistle. We all know this. A lot of us have seen this. However, in my humble opinion, the customer that decided to jump up in this, that was stupid. There have been far too many cases that I have personally covered of white knights that ended up getting stabbed or shot because they tried to intervene in an altercation that they had nothing to do with. Gentlemen, don't do this. The most you should do is call the police. Record, call the police, and that's that. Not saying that that's your civic duty or anything. Sometimes the best thing you can do, get the fuck up, walk the fuck away. I do that all the time. Every time I see a man and woman arguing, I say, you know what? Let me go ahead and step further back away from this. And yeah, that has served me well. Even when I've seen a man haul off and knock a woman out, I'm not finna intervene. Oh, no, 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 no. Why? Because my life is way more important to me than hers is to me. Yeah, I know it sounds fucked up, but guess what? Hey, self-preservation, gentlemen. Self-preservation is the rule of today, especially in this environment when you never know what somebody's going through. And that right there, gentlemen, is the key to this particular argument. You never know what a person's going through. That man wanted extra ham. Oh, he gets a Subway manager who decides she wants to talk shit. Guess what? You never know. That man could be having one of the worst days of his life. But like I said, a lot of people, they don't care. It's funny, though. People love to say women have so much empathy and compassion and all that crap. No, 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 no. No, the vast majority of women do not have empathy, especially to men. So, gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. You never know what a person's going through. So sometimes it's best to give that person wide berth. Mm-hmm. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who still want to run around in today's society, in today's environment, believing that men are still supposed to adhere to the old unwritten rule of no hitting women, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. We don't live in that time anymore. Men are breaking those chains of restraint. Men are deprogramming from the brainwashing that we received as young boys. Never hit a girl, no matter what. No, those days are over. So you better understand this, ladies, and get this through your thick damn skulls. The power you think you have in this society, which, let's go ahead and reiterate something, the power that's been granted to you, even though it is false power, it is nothing more than an illusion, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to restrain themselves when you keep poking them, when you keep poking that man's inner bear, that's going out right along with it. Because she was not the first. She will not be the last. Ladies, understand something. We men of today are under no obligation to come to your aid, especially when you're the one who's been talking shit and poking that man's inner bear. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.